Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. Can't believe it's February 2020 already, but this week I want to talk about some things I've been talking about for a while now, but I want to go into deeper detail with how to apply these things to your life. I'm talking about discovering your destiny, discovering clues about who you are. You know, I have so many different types of messages on this, but I want to say this. It all boils down to God has a plan for you. He does. He doesn't want you to be in this area of seclusion or isolation. Maybe if you're out of that, He wants to take you to an entire new level starting this year. So God, open these things up over us right now. I pray that you would open the heavens over the podcast, over each person listening. I pray right now on earth as it is in heaven, bring the qualities of heaven onto earth in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, I talk a lot about finding your destiny over the last few months. It used to be one of my main words, you know, one of my main messages, sharing God's love and discovering your destiny, because, you know, after helping people during my prophetic outreach era of my life, you know, I was out on the road leading outreaches, giving prophetic words to people in public. I started to notice a lot of people, especially, you know, those inside the church are not necessarily that, but they didn't know their own destiny. You know, so we're here, we're trying to give these words of destiny to people. A lot of people didn't know their destiny. So that's what I asked the Lord to give me, you know, something on this. And that was well over 10 years ago. And that's what I've been going strong on this as well. There's clues about your calling. God is leaving you clues all the time. It might be the form of dreams, maybe a strong desires that you have, prophetic words given to you. Maybe it's also the attack of the enemy. You know, the attack of the enemy, I got attacked in a certain area over and over and over, and I had a prophetic calling, and no one would believe me. I'd walk through rejection and different things like that. So there's clues in God's word as well. There are Bible verses that might stand out to you. Like for me, I remember the first time I heard God was Isaiah 61. I opened my Bible and it was Jesus's actually time. He used that in Luke 4:18. It was Jesus' life purpose. It was a fulfillment of a prophecy in Luke 4:18 where Jesus gets up and he says the words from Isaiah 61, which is a calling. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and so on. But that was definitely a Bible verse that was a clue. For a number of years, I kept wondering, what was my destiny? I thought it was everything I was doing. I was so passionate to get into things. I remember doing outreaches in the homeless, and I was thinking this is probably a homeless ministry that I'm called to. And or maybe I was, when I was doing things in the missions, I thought it was the missions. That when I was visiting people on death row San Quentin, I thought it was that. But God kept saying, no, I want you to learn, because it's like a connect the dots drawing. I want you to learn from each of these things, and I'm going to reveal something greater to you over time. So there's also some clues that you can find what it is that God's been speaking to you all along in your natural gifts and talents. Now, not everything you desire or that you're naturally good at is necessarily what God is destined to. Remember Peter, James, and John, they were fishermen. Then Jesus said, I want to make you fishers of men. So, you know, that they didn't have to shift, you know, out of their personality style. And, you know, maybe this. Do people open their problems up to you all the time? Well, I wanted to tell you is that's a clue that God is calling you to be a safe place for people. And, you know, when people are opening their problems up to you, I see this about 80% of the people in about every meeting I go to is they have this clue. People are opening up their problems, even they're battling over, you know, you talked over them about suicide, you've been an encourager. So here's the thing, the more emotional healing you can get yourself, the more the Lord can give you the desires of your heart or use you in deeper ways. So there might also be clues in the very thing that you're afraid to do. Sometimes, you know, we can be afraid to public speak or to, you know, I was terrified of public speaking. I tell you, I was terrified so badly of reading. I failed. I was really bad in English class. And, you know, I used to be so terrified of going to Bible studies if they'd want me to read because I was so bad at it. But you know what? I got a breakthrough of my fears. I'm now a writer. I still don't read that well, but I'm a writer and a speaker because I found a way. But see, the clue for me was in my attack. And I wrote about this, my story. I wrote that story in my small book I have called Write a Book Quickly, where I talk about how I found clues in my speaking to become a speaker and how I develop a team around me. So there can be clues in your daily life every day that there's things happening around you. Remember, destiny is a connect the dots drawing. Your life purpose can unfold over time. So each of these life experiences can unfold. Now, I want to talk for a minute about something that happens at night. These are clues in the dreams that you have at night. I discovered after interpreting many dreams and then becoming a prophetic life coach that some night dreams actually point towards your life dreams. And I was actually using this part of my outreach strategies, you know, when people were having a dreams, you know, there's about 10 dreams you'll see over and over, flying, falling, your teeth coming loose, having a baby, being in your childhood home. I started noticing that over and over. Then I started doing the prophetic life coaching. I started to understand, wow, these actually point to something in your life. And so there can be clues for me. My biggest one was running or being chased by something evil. Now, I had this reoccurring nightmare. I mean, this was terrifying. And it was a reoccurring nightmare. I think about age 12 or so, all the way to my 19th birthday, I remember I was so terrified. I was having night terrors of something evil. It would come in my dream. Then suddenly I would go, oh no. And I couldn't run, right? I'd try to run. I'd try to wake myself up. And then I'd wake up running, literally running through my house, freak my family out later, my roommates. But luckily, I got a breakthrough, and that being chased by something evil is a destiny dream. It's a dream that says to you that there's something you're called to do. The enemy doesn't want you to see because there's something great. So when you have that dream, for me, I had a calling of God to help people, and I had a running and being chased dream. So what that is saying, I hope you can grasp this. The good news is if you're having a nightmare or one of those dreams like that, that there is something greater for you to do. Now listen to these words. Why would Satan work overtime on you unless you're a threat? Right? This is what I found over and over. For me, I had to work through some of those issues. Once I had that breakthrough from that in my life, I stopped having the nightmare. But people also have things like running or being chased because there's something that you need to do or that God has a calling and Satan doesn't want you to see it. So I'm encouraged when I see people with nightmares. I help them out. I pray for people as well. It's not fun while you're going through it, but it is something that God could use to point towards it. Now, here's some other dreams. One is flying without an airplane. Oh, my goodness. I love flying dreams. Now, this is an indicator of a calling that you have to do something higher or high levels of creativity or higher levels of gifting. Now, most people have these when they were younger, but they went away because you got away from those very things that Jesus said that even they're so simple, even a child could do it. If you used to fly when you were a kid, you know, you're flying in a dream and you don't anymore, you could ask God to reinstate this to you because it's an amazing thing. flying without an airplane is a calling on your life to do something greater, or you're already doing it. And then notice there's different types of flying dreams. Maybe that you're flapping your arms. That's showing that you're using your own strength, and God's telling you to move into His strength. Or maybe you are flying into outer space, and that's talking about moving into the deep and unusual things, the encounters with the Lord. Or maybe it's flying over cities or places that you've seen. You're probably an intercessor. So flying without an airplane is actually a very good dream. There's all kinds of types of those. I'm choosing just a few of them. Having a baby is an extremely good dream because it's showing babies represent something new, a new calling, a new gift, you know, a new job, a new idea, a new ministry, a new business, something new. God is calling you to something new. Now notice, was it twins or double twins? It's going to be double from what God is going to give you, double anointing for it. Or maybe someone gave you a baby. That's saying that they laid down. Someone has laid down a gift or a calling, and you are simply picking up that gift. Baby dreams are so amazing. I wish I had time to go into it. And the final one I want to talk about is being in your childhood house, but maybe your own age. Maybe you're back in your childhood house. That's an amazing dream because it's showing there's something that you're called to do. We're talking about life purpose this month. You have a life purpose, but there's something that either from your childhood that needs to be worked out. I'm not talking about, you know, laying down on a couch and, you know, talking about going through some psychotherapy here. I'm just talking about there might be a calling from your life that needs to get reinstated. And maybe there's things that need to be broken off from your past. Or there's callings from your family that never got instated. I'm going to go into this a little bit more, you know, over time, but God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, most people don't even know what it is that they're called to do. So what I want you to do is take out a piece of paper or on a computer right now. Write down Psalm 37:4. I want you to, you know, write it down or print it out. Begin to pray. And I want you now to ask the Lord to show you what it is. It's the desires. You know, you don't even really need to, these aren't things that you're necessarily going to do, but just write down things that you desire. It doesn't have to be your bucket list, but maybe it is. But then ask Him to reveal to you these, the top clues. You know, people are sharing their problems with you. That's one. That's showing that you have, you know, an opportunity to help people. You have a calling to help people. Maybe you're dreaming of being chased. That's another. That's a high calling Satan doesn't want you to see. Or maybe you're dreaming of having a baby. That's showing that there's something new that God wants to do. So right now, I'm going to pray. Lord, I pray right now to open our minds, open our spirits, that we can understand how You're speaking to us about our destiny. I pray right now that You would reveal the mysteries that were hidden, that You would open up things. According to Luke 24:45, then He, Jesus, opened the minds so that they could understand the Scriptures. I pray that right now over your destiny. I pray also for Psalm 139:16. This is the book of life, that all the days of your life were ordained in the book, were written in the book before one of them took place. And the mysteries, Colossians 1:26, the mysteries that have been hidden for ages, but now revealed to us through His saints. Now, I've been decreeing these verses, and then the mysteries started to come. So I want to really invite you to a 49-day breakthrough experience that I'm hosting. And it's 7 weeks, but it's going to be a mentoring time, interactive training, and it's called Launch Your Life Purpose Breakthrough Experience with Doug Addison. Just go to DougAddison.com/launch. Starts Monday, February 17th, but we're going to keep the registration open if you want to come anyway. It's going to be where we walk you through with a group. Some of it's live, some of it is delivered each week, but they are activations. 7 interactive group breakthrough sessions, access to an online community and portal, 3 live interactive Q&As with me, downloadable teaching notes, breakthrough exercises, plus a special bonus. If you register before February 17th, you'll be entered into a drawing for three people to actually win something I haven't done in a long time, which would be a breakthrough session, individual breakthrough session of 20 minutes on the phone or on the internet, however we connect with me. Anyway, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for what God's doing right now. Lord, open up the heavens over each person. And I pray that you would activate our life purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.